Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Central Bank of Kenya upgrades its large payment system. The Central Bank of Kenya has upgraded its Kenya Electronic Payment and Settlement System, KEPSS, by migrating the platform to new standards. JCB, Saudi National Bank enabled JCB cards in Saudi Arabia. Japan-based card scheme JCB International and the Saudi National Bank, SNB, have allowed the acceptance of JCB cards through over 306,351 POS terminals and 3,088 ATMs across the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Deutsche Bank shuts down remaining IT operations in Russia. German lender Deutsche Bank has announced it is closing down its remaining software technology centers in Moscow and St. Petersburg. KeyBank taps Kala for virtual accounts and API-based payment solutions. US-based omnichannel card and payment platform Kala has been chosen to facilitate KeyBank's integrated API-based payment solutions and flexible virtual accounts. Paymerang purchases QuickTag and Syft. US-based Paymerang has acquired QuickTag, an invoice automation provider for Microsoft Dynamics ERP systems, and Syft, an AI data platform. Equifax partners with Spear Technologies for financial inclusion. US-based data, analytics, and technology company Equifax has announced that its UK branch has partnered with Spear Technologies to facilitate access to BNPL products. Ethereum's Shanghai upgrade is now complete. The Ethereum platform has completed its Shanghai hard fork and has taken another step towards its transition to a full proof-of-stake network. BitMEX joins the Trust Protocol to improve its travel rule compliance. Seychelles-based crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX has joined the Trust Protocol to improve its travel rule compliance capabilities. Pulse unveils financial services platform for freelancers. A new app for freelancers, called Pulse, has launched in the UK and Europe, providing free advance payments for gig workers experiencing a productivity lull. Fiserv ushers 20 Bank to FedNow pilot program. Fiserv, Inc. and its financial institution clients will continue to advance the availability of real-time payments in the U.S. as part of the pilot of the Federal Reserve's Real-Time Payments Network, FedNow SM, which is expected to launch in July 2023. EcoSpend joins PIMFA Wealth Tech Program. EcoSpend, the UK's leading open banking provider recently acquired by Trustly, has joined PIMFA Wealth Tech, the digital marketplace and industry network created to drive innovation and enhance collaboration between wealth techs and wealth management firms, to provide a proof-of-concept pay-by-bank solution to its members. Saudi Central Bank surpasses cashless target. The Saudi Central Bank, SAMA's investment into enhancing its payment infrastructure is paying off as it has exceeded the 60% retail e-payment target set by the Financial Sector Development Program, FSDP, latest figures show. Deutsche BRSE leads 8 million investment in NextGate Tech. The corporate venture capital unit of Deutsche BRSE has led an 8 million investment round in NextGate Tech, a supplier of data management software to the funds industry. T. Rowe tests Avalanche blockchain subnet. T. Rowe Price Associates and WisdomTree are among the FS firms testing the Avalanche blockchain for executing FX and interest rate swaps. LSEG rolls out Turquoise Retail Max for retail brokers. LSEG, London Stock Exchange Group, today announces the launch of a new innovative trading service, Turquoise Retail Max. Altruist raises $112 million Series D to take on Schwab and Fidelity in REIA market. Altruist, the modern custodian built exclusively for REIAs, today announced a new $112 million Series D round of funding led by Insight Partners, new investor Adam Street Partners, and continued support from existing investors. Ion connects latent 0 ohms to Trumid. Ion Markets, a global provider of trading platforms, analytics, and risk management solutions for capital markets, announces the connection of its latent zero order management system, OHMS, to Trumid, a financial technology company and fixed income electronic trading platform. Prepping payment ecosystems for the savvy next general. Having been built and sustained on legacy models for a long time, finance systems now need to gear up for the next generation of Volksbanks and Raiffeisenbanks introduce products on Raisin's Weltsparen platform. Two Volks and Raiffeisenbanks have announced offering products via the Weltsparen platform. Salt Edge partners with Hoxton Capital Management. Canada-based open banking solutions provider SaltEdge has partnered with financial advisory firm Hoxton Capital Management. Payfair and NCR offer self-service financial tools for cardholders. Canada-based fintech Payfair has extended its partnership with NCR to support self-service financial tools for cardholders. Thunes secures new license in France. Thunes has been granted a new payments institution license by the Autorite de Contrôle Prudentiel et de R Solution, ACPR, in France. Verif unveils Know Your Customer, KYC, Education Center. Estonia-based identity verification provider Verif has launched its new Know Your Customer Education Center, offering a library of KYC articles and guidelines. Plaid introduces instant payouts. As the world becomes increasingly digital, consumers expect real-time, on-demand experiences. Fiserv ushers 20 banks into FedNow pilot program. Fiserv, Inc. and its financial institution clients will continue to advance the availability of real-time payments in the U.S. as part of the pilot of the Federal Reserve's Real-Time Payments Network, FedNow SM, which is expected to launch in July 2023. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.